the details of kosher foods, animals, birds, fish, and then Hilchos Rashim. And at the very end of the parasha, in referencing the idea of how we're not to be metame ourselves to eat shratzim, ki ani Hashem hama'ale eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lios lochem elokim. So the expression used regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim is the word ma'ale. Most of the time the Torah uses the expression motzi eschem, hamotzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Several times the Torah changes the language, like in the beginning of Shmos, Moshe by the snare, El ale eschem yoni Mitzrayim. Here's another example. Ki ani Hashem hama'ale eschem. Why does the Torah use the Russian hama'ale eschem as opposed to motzi eschem? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Bava Tzia, the kuan ksiv v'hotseisi, the kan ksiv hama'ale. Tani the Tani Rebbe Shmuel, imali lo haleisi es Yisrael mimitzrayim, shvil she'ein metamim b'shratzim kishar umos dayam. There's already something to be said for the fact that Klal Yisrael attained the level that they're not metame themselves b'shratzim, and other nations don't have that. There's a certain status associated with the fact that we have this mitzvah, and there's already a madrega that's attained by that. What is the idea here? It's also interesting to note in the beginning of Parshas Shmos, the pasuk describes Klal Yisrael's population growth. Paru vayishritzu. The Sfarnu comments, vayishritzu means not to udach ishratzim. That's his take. It was a way of connecting Klal Yisrael to having lost a madrega, gone down, assimilated, becoming corrupted. The Torah is hinting to the fact that they lost a certain maila. Paru vayishritzu. Not to udach ishratzim. And here you find that with Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's already a level that's attained dafka of the fact that they're not mitami b'shratzim. I was thinking to explain this in light of a maimer of Chaim Shmulevitz called Nichbadot, the beautiful thing. He develops an idea here. He dafka connects it also to the beginning of Parshas Shmos with an Or Chaim HaKadosh. V'yomas Yosef v'chol Echa v'chol Ador Ahu, and then B'nai Yisrael Par v'Yishritzu, and then of course V'yakam HaKadosh HaMitzrayim, and the Shibud began. He quotes the Or HaChaim, explains that the Shibud needed to wait for Yosef and the door to die out, because before that happened, Klal Yisrael had a certain chashivus. This chashivus was a sense of dignity that they held themselves that way, and the Mitzvah felt that way as well about them. Kozman B'nai Yisrael were on a certain level of dignity. And this is why, when Yosef was alive and the brothers of the Shivan Nefesh, they felt that connection to the previous door. They felt that they come from such stock, and they couldn't be a Shibud, both in terms of how the Mitzvah looked at them and in terms of how they viewed themselves. It was only after that door passed on that they lost that connection, and they lost the feeling of where they came from, and from that led them down the path of assimilation, and the Shibud got worse from there. Which means that the part of the Inyan Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just the fact that we got free from the Shibud itself, the physical liberation, but it's also the sense of status, that we were restored to that level to recognize that we have levels to attain, level after level after level, and we have a Torah as a guide and mitzvahs as a guide, and we have to strive to get more and more of that. And the foundation of Torah mitzvahs is the foundation of recognizing that we are something. It's not just, you know, to feel a person as a garnished and a garnished and a garnished, you can't get anywhere. You can't get anywhere in life. You can't get anywhere in Torah mitzvahs. You have to see yourself as something and then recognize that we have responsibilities. God will sa'adam them. It says of Chaim Shmulevitz, this is really a shmira for a person not to be nechshu and chatoim. When a person recognizes it's beneath me, how could I do something? How could I go look at certain things that are not appropriate? How can I act in a certain way that's not dignified for who I am? It keeps you from doing an aveira. You recognize that this is who I am, this is where I belong. And it starts even on the level as low as it was that they're not mitame b'shratzin, I wouldn't do that. And then it gets higher and higher and higher, recognizing what you can aspire to. Now, of course, it's a fine line. On the one hand, you know, we're talking about the sense of self-respect and dignity, and then, of course, it can get to the point where it's gaiva. It gets overdone. So we have to know, of course, what the line is. But it's important to recognize in everything we do that we are something. Moshe shared with me from his wife's great-grandmother, Baruch Hashem, your daughter's named after Shalav Nachas from her. She was a woman who lived well past 100 years old, and she went through the Holocaust, the Shoah, and she carried herself with the recognizing, if I went through that, then I'm entitled in a certain sense. You know, she knew that she survived what she survived, and as a result, it gave her kolchos, and Baruch Hashem, you see, she lived to a ripe old age. The person recognizes that they have been given something, and it's not stam, it means something. There's a Balaturim at the very beginning of Parshas Shmini. We know Shmini was right after the 7 days of Miluyim. Now, the Miluyim, who was the Kohen Gadol for the Shivas Miluyim? Miluyim Moshe Rabbeinu. And now comes Yom HaShmini, and Aaron HaKohen starts serving as Kohen Gadol. Says the Balaturim, the comment of the Balaturim, he says, Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gefisha Seivavti Zayin Yomim Bisneh, because I was refusing to become the Goel, for 7 days, back and forth, in Parsha Shmos, it took 7 days, Moshe kept pushing back not to be the one to take the leadership role. Because of that, Ukach was Achisi Rishamish El Azayin. That's why I could only serve for 7 days. What's the Sheikhus? I was Nisariv 7 days, by the Sneh, so now, as the Medrash tells us up there, Aaron Achicha HaLevi, okay, you don't want to do it, Aaron will be the Kohen, you'll be the Levi, Kohen Gadol for 7 days, and then Aaron takes over. What's this connection? In order to be a Kohen Gadol, you have to be able to stand up and embrace the challenge. B'ze'er Antin, the smallest way, Moshe Rabbeinu, his anava, because Baruch Hu was too much, kept saying no, no, no. Could say no a few times, but after that, you have to recognize you are something and you have to be the one to do it. And because Moshe Rabbeinu was that much of an anav, to such an extent, that he was only Zohar for 7 days to be Kohen Gadol, and then Aaron took over. Of course, Aaron was also an anav, Nachnu Ma. Aaron was embarrassed to come to the Mizbeach. Hayabosh, Kravel, and Mizbeach. Again, this is the balance that we have to find. We have to recognize our limits and recognize that there is a place for humility. But you have to have one packet of Nochiyof of the Efer. You have to have the other packet of the Shvili Nevah Olam. You have to know when to use what's in each packet of Shabbos.